Hey there, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Howdy.
Oh, it's been a weird week here so far. We are here in Los Angeles at the time of recording this. We are like coming out of like a very, very intense few days of fire and devastation here in Los Angeles that is like nothing that we've ever seen before.
I mean, Mike, you've lived here for your whole life. Is this like...
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the worst fire like week I've ever been a part of. We tend to have them like once every 10 years where there's a storm, you know, windstorm, firestorm like this. But this is the most devastating I've ever seen. I mean, over 10,000 homes have been lost.
We want to thank everyone who has reached out to us. My phone has been blowing up personally and all over the Facebook page. It's just people that are concerned about us. And I was evacuated at like 3 or 4 days in. Mm-hmm. I was evacuated. There was a fire very close to the house. Yeah. We were really fortunate in that there was no damage in my neighborhood. I do have personal friends that have lost their homes. And I, you know, all things considered, the three of us, we're all very lucky, but feel horribly about what everyone is going through. And we've done our best to help and donate where we can. And we should put some places on the show page where people might be able to help if they feel so inclined.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate everybody reaching out to us. So thank you for caring. I know that like when you're in a way it's worse, but also in a way it's more realistic because people all around the country think that everyone in all of Los Angeles is affected and running around and out of their houses. And, you know,
But there's also like a weird thing, you know, because I felt that way, like we're in it. It's like we were lucky enough to not get hit by it. We were, you know, you were evacuated. We were almost evacuated, but like nothing bad happened to us. But then somebody texted me and was like, are you okay? There's literally 6 fires around where your house is. Mm-hmm, and it's true. Mm-hmm. When you look at the map, there's one north, one west, one east. Like but we were lucky that we just missed. And I don't know. It's just crazy to think that there was like a ring of fire around Southern California.
It's true. And there's the one thing that I notice about human nature as like, as mean as people can be on social media, when something like this happens, it really brings people together.
Yeah.
And I know I spent a few days out at the beach and there's a small beach community, Silver Strand, and a couple of friends of mine out there organized this event where they said just like, we're supporting a big group who was affected in Malibu. The surfers, I can't remember the name of it, but there were hundreds of people, hundreds of bags of clothing and housewares and toiletries and pet supplies. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was amazing to see the community, even a small community like that come together.
Yeah.
And I'm just seeing a lot of that.
There was a point on, you know, Facebook has been pretty good about, you know, seeing posts of places that needed donations and stuff. It got to a point where it was almost like, I don't know, 6 hours after everyone asked for donations that they then started to post, please don't come and donate anymore. Like we have enough. We really appreciate it. Like that's just how fast people reacted to help.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I know, Mikey, you mentioned the American Red Cross is a great organization that we've donated to at Hungry Girl. And they're just, you know, if you are looking for something to do, even if you're not local and you want to help, we'll put that on the Foodcast page.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue to keep everyone updated on our social media and hopefully things will keep improving with the situation. But we are here today to do a new Trader Joe's haul.
Because
no matter what, we're eating and shopping. I've been at the supermarket a lot lately. And Mikey, I know you went to Trader Joe's and had the time of your life.
Yeah, it was a great Trader Joe's experience.
Do you know people at Trader Joe's? Like, are they like, oh, here comes Mikey.
No.
He's always looking for new things.
No, because, well, first of all, I go to a couple, but there's so much, and I go at different times of the day, and there's so much turnaround, is that what they call it, with Trader Joe's?
Oh, turnover.
Turnover with Trader Joe's employees that, you know, sometimes I recognize like the same people, but a lot of times it's totally different every time.
I love, sometimes at my Trader Joe's, there's a Hungry Girl fan that works there.
Oh, wow. I love
that. So that always makes me so happy. Like at first she was like, I didn't want to bother me, but there's nothing I like more than if a Trader Joe's employee knows who I am. Yeah. So that's nice. And aww, it looks like you have such good stuff today.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is looking good. I love the savory haul. Lots of savory stuff.
Very excited. But we do have a sponsor.
Yes,
so
we
before
do.
We jump in and start chewing, we're going to talk about today's sponsor, which is Beam. Today, we are sponsored by Beam and particularly Beam Greens. So Beam, in case you don't know, and I don't know how you wouldn't know if you know us, Beam is a wellness company on a mission to empower people to improve their physical and mental wellness, and they have a whole slew of premium products that work. Today we're talking about Beam Greens, which is a super-powered blend of greens, clinically formulated to support daily wellness with a delicious strawberry kiwi flavor. And it also has only 5 calories, and it is yummy if you're a person who is like, oh, I'll drink greens only because I have to, and they taste bad. Try this product because it's phenomenal.
Cheers.
Here we are cheersing our Beam Greens. I don't even know if we clinked. Mild.
Wow.
Delicious. Sweet. It's the best tasting greens.
It really is. I mean, it does not taste like greens. Like, this is strawberry kiwi flavored. I don't get strawberry kiwi flavored greens. I just get strawberry kiwi.
Exactly. You don't taste any green. It supports immunity, regulates stress, supports digestive health, fights inflammation, and improves energy.
I just went back for seconds. I might go for thirds.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
So good.
Okay, if this product sounds intriguing to you, and it should, there are 3 great ways you can try it. First, and this is interesting because it's never been the case before, you can actually just get 5 stick packs of it. So you get 5 of those stick packs, and you don't have to commit to anything beyond that. But if you are willing to commit to a little more, you can get 25% off if you buy the 15 count or the 30 count, which I think is a nice little happy medium. Mm-hmm. But if you know you want to go all in, or you already know that you're a big fan, you can save even bigger. And that is 40% when you subscribe. And you can, of course, cancel at any time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would not want to get the big one. It's worth it. Like, I forgot how good that was because it's really been a while since I've had them. Now I'm going to have to...
Mikey's drinking everyone's leftovers. Yeah.
He has
a big straw that he's just pushing to the other side of the table.
I'm going to have to take whatever we have in the pantry home.
You can do that. And, you know, of course, as always, you can get the full details about this and everything else we talk about today on our Foodcast page. That's hungrygirl.com/foodcast. All right, let's jump in. First up, we have a chicken noodle soup. Is this a new Trader Joe's chicken noodle soup? Like, what?
Yeah.
How did it show up? Was it frozen or in a can? Oh, in a can.
Yeah, shelf stable. And it actually had a new tag on it when I walked by it. And I was like, that can't be new. Because Trader Joe's has got to have had this before.
Well, I've definitely had this before. Or it looks like it. It's like their version of like a canned chicken noodle soup. Have you had this?
No, but yeah, I'm with you. How could they not have had a chicken noodle soup in a can?
No, they did.
Well, you know what? I've had it. I feel like they have a refrigerated version.
Yeah, but no, I've had this exact product.
Well, let's see if it's as good as you remember.
I don't care if it's new or not. I love chicken noodle soup.
It's weird because, I mean, it literally had a new tag.
Like, maybe the intern was...
Mike just wanted to eat some chicken noodle soup. I love their chicken noodle soup.
It's got like big egg noodles in it.
Mm-hmm. And they're like wavy.
That broth. I just want that broth. Whenever you buy chicken broth, it never tastes like this.
It does not taste like a can.
No, that is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to make chicken noodle soup broth because it is not the same as chicken broth.
You're right. Yeah. I used to joke that to make chicken broth, that a chicken would bathe in the water, and you just need to bathe with noodles and water.
True. I don't think that would taste good, but... I mean, I'm sure somebody's willing to try it.
This is delicious.
Dirty chicken water. It is. It's really good. And it's the kind of thing where, like, of course you eat the whole can, and it's, like, calorie-wise pretty good, right?
You eat the whole can. Oh, I love that they tell you now.
Oh, yeah.
That's so American. They're like, you're going to eat it all. Let us just tell you.
I think it's the law now.
Yeah. 240 calories if you eat the whole, which this is, like, a big can, too. This is 18 ounces, so bigger than your average, like, can of beans. Each cup has 110 calories, 3 grams of fat, 550 milligrams of sodium, which is not too terrible, 7 grams of protein, and 3 Weight Watcher points.
Yes. But if you do the math, it's still over 1,000 milligrams of sodium.
Mm. Well,
but,
yeah, if you do the whole thing.
The truth is, if you watch your sodium, don't eat canned soup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Also, you could kind of put a little bit more water, like water it down a bit and have less of the can. And
that sounds gross.
Yeah, that's only good if you add salt.
Well, but if you're sensitive to salt, then yes. You're used to having yes. things that don't taste salty. So.
Okay. We have all sorts of ideas. Yes. But no, that's great. Love it. Fantastic. I don't care if it's new or old. We love it. Next up, we have a refrigerated product. This is new also. I mean, this is new.
Yeah, I believe so.
Vegan enchilada casserole. That sounds good. It's like a fridge casserole.
It looks very familiar. And Dana said she tried it when it first came out. We're not sure when that was.
Okay.
And I'll tell you afterward what she thought of it.
Okay. How many servings are in this tray?
Okay. I'm curious. This tray contains 2.5 servings.
Not bad.
This is made with a red chili sauce, seasoned pinto beans, and roasted vegetables layered between corn tortillas. And topped with mozzarella and cheddar style shreds. Not real cheddar, cheddar style.
Interesting. Why doesn't everybody hand me their plate?
That sounds good.
I like Mike feeding us. Like
me too.
I feel like
you.
When we pass around the food, it's just a recipe for disaster.
I agree. Thank you. I'm excited. I love Mexican food. I like a nice vegan enchilada. Even though vegan cheese is tough to make delicious.
Jimmy, can you move that paper towel?
Oh, that's yours? Why it's cheddar style.
Yes.
Mike makes fun of me because I worked at a Mexican restaurant in college in New Jersey. And he's like, that couldn't have been real Mexican food.
Wasn't it Chili's?
Well, not that one. I worked at an actual Mexican restaurant, too.
I never worked at a restaurant.
Really?
Never.
I would
just drop everything. I'd be the worst.
Mm. I grew up in a family restaurant.
How can you guys talk about anything other than
this? Yeah, this is excellent.
This is delicious.
Wow.
It's like, it's so creamy, you could almost spread it.
Wow, that is so good.
That is like almost like a dip. Yeah, like if you dipped like chips in that or bell peppers,
right, exactly.
It would just be the best thing ever.
It's like a chunky dip.
Mmm. Oh, I love that.
Wow. So what are the stats? Did we talk about that?
One cup, which does not feel like an effective way to measure a casserole, but I guess if it's as scoopy as this, you could. One cup, 260 calories, 11 grams of fat. 5 grams protein, 7 Weight Watcher points, and goes without saying, but maybe not. These are all Trader Joe's exclusives unless we say otherwise.
Yeah, I love how perfectly seasoned it is. Mm-hmm. I very much like that red chili sauce, and I just love all the flavors.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's just so cozy. It makes me want to like curl up with a blanket and eat 2.5 servings.
How much would the whole thing be in calories?
How much is the whole thing? Good question. It should say it on the thing.
Because I could definitely eat half of it.
640.
For the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean,
For you.
I mean, 28 grams of fat. I wouldn't do that necessarily, but whatever. I think it's satisfying.
Yeah, for how big it is, because half of that.
I mean, that would be huge.
Yeah, you could pile it over vegetables or some kind of a, I don't know, you could do a lot with it.
I actually don't think I could eat that whole, like, and I'm somebody that's like, I could eat that. That's one serving. I could eat half of that I'd be super happy and that would be a great calorie bargain.
Yeah.
Same. Agree. I see we have a lot of Mexican food today.
Yeah, and we kind of went around the world, but it's really more staying towards like Mexico and Asia, but we're kind of around the world.
Okay. Well, next up we have
Italian coming up later.
I'm not cheating, really. I just see the next two and they're Mexican. But the next one is spicy Mexican style riced cauliflower, which, wow, I never even heard of that.
Everything looks familiar today.
Oh, yeah. That package does look familiar.
I know.
I mean, this is just so smart. This is riced cauliflower with tomatoes, tricolor bell peppers, and jalapenos.
That
and
looks great.
It is vegan. So this is, it looks like.
Before I taste it. Well, no, you say it and then I'll tell you.
Cauliflower, tomatoes, peppers, pickled jalapeno, and then just a little bit of cilantro. It does have extra virgin olive oil.
I'm worried it's going to have no flavor. Oh, no, it has flavor.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Oh, spicy. Whoa, that's really hot.
Wow, that is very, that is a very good Mexican rice replacement.
That's too spicy,
though.
Hold
on, do they say spicy?
Yeah.
Okay, because it is, it's not just, I put that at 8 out of 10.
Spicy, I wish they would they should do a mild version of this, too, because it's too good to only be for people that like spicy food.
Yeah, but imagine if you put a little bit of like a, light sour cream on that. That would be delicious.
Mikey, will you hand me that water over there? Yeah, whoa, that's delicious.
Where does it say spicy? Oh, that's the first word. Mm-hmm. Spicy Mexican style.
Someone was in a meeting and was like, we can only sell this if we put spicy as the first word.
My nose is about to start dripping. It's really spicy, but in a good way.
Yeah, that's good. One cup, this comes in the freezer aisle. One cup has 50 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 1 Weight Watcher point, which is actually pretty reasonable because it does have some oil and stuff happening. It is vegan. It is the spicy Mexican style riced cauliflower.
All right. Take this whole bag, 200 calories. Add like 2 handfuls of shrimp or chicken or both. Mm. Best dinner ever.
Wow. Yeah.
What if you mixed it with that enchilada casserole?
It would be delicious. That would be delicious.
How can you take the heat down? Like, what do you add to it to like?
A little bit of dairy. Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe like some kind of.
Or some vegan sour cream if you want to stay on that.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't love vegan sour cream. Mm. Don't get mad at me. Don't hate on me. Okay. Next up, we have another Mexican dish. This is chicken mole. Chicken mole. This came frozen. Let's look at that.
Frozen. Now we did try mole.
That doesn't even look like a freezer thing.
It doesn't,
thing.
But it is. It's kind of like that.
It looks like the fridge mole. I mean, the fridge stuff.
We did try a mole from another brand like during the end of the year last year, and we weren't too enthused by it.
But was it a Trader Joe's mole?
No, it was some other brand.
Does this mole have chocolate in it? Does all mole have chocolate in it?
I think it has cacao or cocoa, something like that.
I don't know.
This is dark meat chicken in a smoky and savory chili blend sauce. I actually don't see cocoa or cacao listed.
It actually tastes like chocolate. So what? There's definitely chocolate in there. It tastes like it's delicious.
It looks incredible.
This is phenomenal. It's like the best mole ever because it actually it tastes a little sweet.
That is unbelievable. This is like almost restaurant quality mole.
I think it's better.
Wow.
To me.
It has cinnamon in it. It has cinnamon. It has sugar.
Yeah.
No cocoa notes. That is really good.
I'm going to make my first request.
You want to take that?
Well, let's split it.
No, you can have it.
You take half, I take half.
You can have it.
She always lets him have it, by the way.
You know, I have to tell you, this tastes like candy.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's so good.
Wow.
I'm glad I decided not to have dinner tonight. Oh, this is my dinner.
Good idea, having that with the rice. Well,
here's some fascinating information off of the package. It says, mole, meaning sauce or mixture, is a traditional sauce found in Mexican cuisine. Contrary to what many believe, most moles do not contain chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Our version is a mole rojo made with, I'm going to say it wrong, guajillo and pasilla peppers, along with various other spices in a tomato-based sauce.
Tastes like chocolate.
It tastes amazing.
No, it's so good.
Amazing.
That must be a new product. Yeah. I am running out to buy it.
Yeah.
I am going to run, walk.
Take the leftovers. I'll go out and buy it.
No.
Because I can't have it for dinner tonight.
No.
So
why not?
We're going to have salmon.
Oh, yeah, Mike, defrosted salmon.
I insist you take it. I promise.
Okay.
But that is yummy. Even if you ate the whole thing, it's only 3 servings.
Wow. Yeah.
5 ounces is 190 calories, 7 grams of fat. If you're thinking, is this sweet? Is this sugary? It's 6 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
5 Weight Watcher points, and it's the chicken mole in the freezer section.
Yes. That's all I have to say. Next up, we have Chow Tom. Chow Dom. Chow Dom. Savory and sweet sugarcane skewered fried shrimp and vegetables. These are so cute. They're like little, they look like little drummies.
Yeah.
And they came from the freezer section and they look like little chicken drummies. But it's like a fried shrimp on
I'll hand you a
sugarcane.
Oh my goodness.
Drumstick.
This is like fancy. This is party food.
It's an appetizer, I believe, right?
This looks
Wait,
like.
Can you eat the stick?
No, that's what I
asked. It's sugarcane.
Well, you could chew on it.
Yeah, you chew on it. That is so good. Mine fell off the stick, though.
Mine's kind of spongy.
You don't like it?
I'm adjusting. I'm trying to decide.
You know.
It's good.
It's good, but the shrimp is like chopped up, so it's almost like a shrimp stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, 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 very ginger heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? It's ginger.
Yeah, for sure. That's
why
I like
it. I was
thrown
off also because it's just so hot, like temperature-wise, that I can't even get it in my mouth.
Well, it's hot because we have a hot plate to keep all of our food
it's good
hot.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't love it. I wanted to like it more. It's just too much ginger
for
me.
It's very greasy. Like, don't you think?
I'm like chewing on the sugar cane.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. You'd like that, Mike. Yeah.
But
oh, that's good.
I thought you'd like that.
I don't know. It was a little too oily for me. Dripping on me.
Yeah, I didn't know. Is it oily?
Don't you think?
I don't know. Maybe. No, I don't know. You tell me how much fat is in there. Maybe it's hiding.
Actually, this seems too good to be true. You could have three of those for 130 calories and 6 grams of fat. Doesn't that seem really low? They just feel big because they're on the stick and they're so fun.
Yeah, they're cute. They're good for a little party.
Yeah.
By the way, I air fried them in case you were all wondering.
Okay. Oh, wait, smart.
It says to air fry them on the box.
This is a Vietnamese appetizer, by the way. It has 4 Weight Watcher points. It's the Chow Dom savory and sweet sugarcane skewered fried shrimp and vegetables. Interesting, fun product. Fun party food.
Next up, one of my favorite things in the world is bao. And I see we have mini shrimp bao, as in take a bao. They are frozen bao. I have eaten many frozen fridge, whatever, supermarket bao products. So I'm excited to try this.
Inform the audience, Lisa. What is bao?
That's He heard himself. No, it's like got that rice, that outside bun. I don't know what that's made of, that doughy bun. And they're either folded like a little bao taco or stuffed. And I think traditional bao has like...
I'll give you the sauce and like then you pork. Can go ahead and dip.
They're this so special shrimp. Though. They're like kind of fluffy. They're the most unique texture.
The most.
It's made with wheat flour, water, cornstarch, sugar, oil, yeast. But it's just like this fluffy, amazing thing.
Yes. I've never tried to make these at home. And I'm wondering, is this a fried shrimp inside?
Looks like the same stuff as the other thing.
It does.
It really does.
I like the bun better than the filling.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, though. I like it.
I'm going to try the filling alone. I like the filling more in this because not as much ginger. It's good. It's not the best bao I've ever had. I did try like this.
Oh, there's a sauce. Wait.
Yeah. Oh, I just had
some. Oh, yeah. Lisa had the sauce.
Okay. Here's the sauce. I tried a cheeseburger bao from some like bao company in the supermarket. It was phenomenal.
Mm. So would you say they should not take a bao or should it take a bao?
I can take a small bao.
Okay. I've been waiting on that joke all day.
Interesting.
All day. You were practicing in front of the mirror.
I was.
Take a bao. Take a bao. Take a bao.
That has 170 calories for 2 bao and a quarter serving of the sauce, 3 grams of fat, very little sodium, 6 Weight Watcher points.
So in case you're wondering, it's like a shrimp patty inside a little bao taco shell, for lack of a better word.
I just love that. I mean, it's like sweet, the bread. It's so good.
Yeah, I do like a bao bun.
Is there a salad up next?
Maybe there is. Salad. Looks like there is. There's a pizza ranch salad kit. It's a salad kit you find in the fridge. You assemble it yourself. It has like veggies and like some kinds of cheese crumbles and I don't know what else, Jamie.
It's vegetable blend with pizza seasoned 4 cheese crisp crumbles. Are they crisps or are they crumbles?
They're crisp.
Herb flat bread strips, Parmesan cheese, and a pizza seasoned ranch dressing.
So I did not dress it. I thought I would let you guys dress it because you're the experts. Like you'll know how much to dress it. Whereas, because they always give way too much than what you need. As I've learned from being here for all these years now.
Yeah, that's a lot of dressing. Yeah. This looks like dressing for like 3 salads.
Okay, this is very valid information. So
let's hear it.
It's telling me on the bag that a serving of the salad alone is 80 calories, but if you have the salad with the dressing, it's 200 calories. So that is 120 calories per serving worth of dressing.
Look how much dressing. Well, how many servings in the salad?
Let's see. 3.5.
Okay, because that looks like that's enough dressing for like...
Yeah,
I don't know, a lot.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely use half of that, which would take it down to what's 80 plus 60, 140, 130?
Yeah. 140.
Oh, did you take some?
Let's try.
It's very thick, creamy dressing too.
The dressing is delicious.
I'm gonna use a spoon.
So
eat a salad.
This tastes really good. I mean, I want to try the little cheese crispy things. I would love it with turkey pepperoni to really like play into the pizza thing.
Mm-hmm.
The dressing is like I thought it was going to be creamier. It's like I can taste vinegar in it.
Yeah.
It's like an Italian dressing.
That pizza would be, or that pizza, that dressing would be good drizzled on flatbread.
I think this is like the kind of dressing you get on Southwest salad. More like that kind of.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Need some pepperoni.
Doesn't taste like pizza.
Yeah, that's, I like it, but I feel like they oversold it by trying to call it a pizza flavored salad. It would need pepperoni for that.
They probably came up with the packaging before they came up with the dressing.
It is great. Yeah. It is great. I mean, it's a great Italian, fun, flavorful salad.
And it is like a good Southwest ranch kind of dressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
Good stuff.
I'm still chomping on the lettuce. I apologize.
So if you have it with all of the dressing, then you get 1 cup salad and dressing for 200 calories, 17 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. But just so you know, that salad dressing is going to account for 120 calories and 12 grams of fat. So take that information as you will.
That dressing is unreal.
Yeah.
It's deadly.
That's the peach pizza ranch salad kit. It comes bagged in the fridge.
Not as good as the mole.
No.
All right. Next up, we have sweet and salty umami crunchies rice crackers. It sounds like something I've had before.
Yeah. I thought these looked familiar, but, you know, I try to like look and see if we've ever done some of these things. And I didn't find this on previous episodes or in emails. So
that umami crunchy rice crackers wearing a baseball cap.
I think I've tried these. I don't remember when or where. Maybe with my mom. I think I tried these with my mom over the summer.
They look fun.
Yeah.
It's like cereal.
It's like Asian Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's well put. I mean, I think it's delicious.
I like it a lot.
I'm sure I made a video with these with my mom.
I love that.
They are delicious.
Like
you
really,
eat the whole
really
bag.
Good. Yeah.
Did you? You did a video?
I thought. I mean, I don't know if it ever ran, but we did it because I kept saying, ooh, mommy, ooh, mommy.
You know, it's possible because I didn't look at the videos when I did
so
my...
So you hate the videos with my mom?
No.
That turned.
If you did a video, I watched it, put it up on YouTube.
Then blocked and
then left your mind.
And blocked then, it out of your memory forever.
I mean, I see so many videos.
I won't tell my mom.
Digging Mike. Those are really addictive, though.
They are. So, like, let's talk about how big the bag is, how many servings, like, what happens
if you
eat the whole bag.
Well, you get 24 pieces, which are, like, the size of a fat nickel.
Okay.
Right? No offense to the nickel community.
Very fat nickel.
Yeah.
Pleasingly plump. 24 pieces for 150 calories, 9 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. These are gluten-free, by the way.
How many servings in the bag?
6.
It's a big bag, though.
Yeah. So what you would eat like 900 calories if you ate the bag, but you would never eat the whole bag. But you know, whatever. Delicious.
Someone's listening to this and is like, you would never, but I would.
No, because they're a little rich actually. So like you might not feel so great if you ate the whole bag.
Yeah, but super yummy. Sweet and salty umami crunchies rice crackers.
And they are cute on the bag riding a bicycle.
And I want that blue Trader, or maybe we should get it for Aaron, the blue Trader Joe's hat.
Hat, yeah. Cute. If they sold them, we would buy them. Okay, next up, this sounds like something, I don't know if it sounds familiar, but it sounds good. Baked pizza flavored pillow crisps.
So here's the interesting thing about this. When I saw it, I thought this was like a tester item, like because it's not in like a regular, like fancy bag. It's in a see-through bag. The label looks like it's very basic.
Yeah, it looks like a cereal bag. You know, if you take your cereal out of the box, that kind of bag it's in, it's like a cloudy plastic bag. Yeah, I wonder why they're packaging it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm already a fan of the term pillow crisps.
Yeah.
Pillows should be used in food more.
A Sardinian snack?
Yeah. It's an Italian island in the Mediterranean.
It's not made with sardines. Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, that's weird.
There's like nothing to it.
No.
It's filled with air.
Okay. Imagine you took like Chinese noodles and turned them into like a pillow and then took out all the good flavor and added no other flavor.
Yeah.
Put them in a see-through, cloudy plastic bag. That's this. They're not good.
I get a little bit of the pizza flavor.
I don't, but
no.
Well, I kind of feel like it's pasta that is an al dente.
Oh.
It is just like 2 minutes before al dente.
Yeah. I think it is seasoned with like some pizza. The flavor of the actual like crisp, I don't love it.
Wasn't there a brand that came out with like pasta chips?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of like what it is, but not as flavorful.
Not as good.
No.
Not as good. I agree. But I agree. The texture.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Mm. I think,
that's these are just much thinner and much crispier, I think.
Right, but I know what you mean. Like, it's not a, I don't know, I don't love the texture of it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think for me, there was just something sad about biting into it and, like, so much air. Like, it just felt, like, disappointed. Like, yeah. Where's my snack? You fooled me by thinking it was this big.
Yeah.
But there's nothing inside.
It is shaped like a pillow.
It is. Should we take a nap?
We could throw that on a couch. Yeah. It's a very small couch, but.
Find a little small dog and use it as a pillow.
That's like hamster-sized pillow.
Yeah.
Guinea pig.
Yep.
Mouse.
I don't love it.
And did you ever have a guinea pig growing up?
No, I never did. We didn't.
A hamster?
I mean, my brother had a hamster or a gerbil. Name? I don't remember. I really don't. It was not like a part of the family.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah. Speedy.
Really? Because he was like fast on
he
the wheel?
He would do like the zoomies around his little cage.
They were cute. I mean, I do think that hamsters like that are cute, but
In other news. Baked pizza flavored pillow crisps, 30 pieces has a 30 piece serving has 130 calories, 3 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, and 3 Weight Watcher points.
Hmm. All right. Is this the last item?
Yeah. This went fast.
Oh, this is depressing.
Yeah. Last item. And I should note that this is my peanut butter item of the haul. I always have to try to get one in.
Okay.
It's not necessarily the lowest calorie thing, but it's.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, I think I know these.
Yeah.
Chocolatey coated peanut butter crispy rice bites. We didn't put these on that?
No, actually Dana's next note. Look at the next page, Dana's note. And I thought the same thing. And I searched and I couldn't find it anywhere on the website.
I love that Dana's notes. I can hear her when I read them. Goes, wait, have we really not tried these before? Officially before? Question mark. I thought we had.
I think the issue with these was when I tried them, I was like, oh, I don't want to feature them, but I don't want to speak out of
turn.
They
look amazing.
There you go.
Mikey is pleased. Lisa is nonplussed.
Hmm.
Can you be plussed?
Here's the thing.
He's plussed.
This is really good, but I know what you're going to say. For 100 calories, you could have a Reese's peanut butter cup and it tastes better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I don't like about this is the texture. Of I would like it more if it was more like a Rice Krispies treat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Is
I don't
it
know.
Denser, would you say?
Yeah, and it's like more like moist and bendable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as like crispy. It's, some people like these.
Mm-hmm.
So look, you're right, for the calorie count, I would say, no, it's not really worth it. But if you just want like I've talked to a lot of people who like them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. But compared to Reese's peanut butter cup or any other peanut butter cup.
Compared to a Reese's peanut butter
yeah,
cup.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter cup is
high
better.
Bar.
Or a potential, or not a potential, but an actual future recipe that we're going to have in an email.
Something with peanut butter and chocolate?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have it coming up soon.
We just tried it today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Am I out
of the loop? Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
What we just made today is better.
Wow. Stay tuned, you guys.
Yeah. But if you just took like Rice Krispie treats and chopped them up and then like melted chocolate and peanut butter together and like did a dip, it would be better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway. Sorry.
Does it rhyme with puck by?
It does.
Yes.
I just realized what it was.
Puck bye.
Puck bye.
Yes, we have Buckeyes coming up in an upcoming something or other.
Amazing.
When are those coming out?
I don't know.
Soon. They are good. All right. Well, hey.
You're not going anywhere, Lisa.
I'm not leaving. We're done trying new things.
Time to rate.
We should really get a sounder.
Rate that snack.
Yeah, there you go. Well, everything's not really a snack, though. So.
Rate that item. Rate that product.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Chicken noodle soup.
9. Wow. That's a great, for a canned chicken noodle soup, it's hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like it's better than Progresso.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty good.
So
very
good.
Homey.
No can flavor at all.
Mm-mm.
And I promise it's a new
It's new to you.
Because they did have a chicken noodle soup that was in the fridge section.
Yeah, I know that
I'm aware.
Well.
Please, you people are like, I'm not cuckoo. I had this in my house last year.
All right.
I ate it. I mean, it could have been I was a beta tester.
Maybe. All right. What did you think of the vegan enchilada casserole in the fridge section?
That was a 9.
Yeah.
That's so spreadable good. Vegan casserole. Ooh, yum. 9.
Thoughts on the spicy Mexican style rice cauliflower?
You know, I think it's such a home run product to use. And then the stats are so good and you can do so much with it. I am giving that a 10.
Nice.
10. Yeah, that's really good. And I'm just so proud of them for putting spicy in the mm-hmm. name.
And that's our second 10 of the year.
Wow.
I believe it. Or did we have 2 last week?
Well, I think we had several.
Yeah. Okay. First Trader Joe's 10 of the year.
Yes.
All right. How about the chicken mole in the freezer section?
There's our second 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that was amazing.
I would give that a 12, 11,
yeah.
12.
I wouldn't blame you. I don't fault you for that.
I'm going to go get some good tortillas and make mole tacos with those. Mm-hmm. Get some avocado. That's going to be great.
I decided I want it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I can totally go to Trader Joe's tomorrow and get it.
No, you take it.
All right. What did you think of the Chow Dom? We're really trusting Dana here that it's not Tom, that it's Dom. Chow Dom, savory and sweet sugarcane skewered fried shrimp and vegetables.
7.
Okay.
Right. It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, some people will like it more than I liked
Definitely.
It.
Yeah.
But not great.
How about the mini shrimp bao?
That, I love bao so much, but it wasn't the best bao. There are better choices for bao, so I'm giving that a 7.5.
Yeah. Now, the options were microwave or steamer. I didn't have a steamer. I mean, I guess I could have found a steamer somewhere in here, but I just microwaved it. So I wonder if it'd be better.
That's what most people would do.
You know what I would do, even though they don't tell it? You to do that, I would like put a slightly damp paper towel over
well,
it in the microwave.
They tell you to do that.
Yeah,
I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And well, it still was a little dry, but the problem wasn't the bao. It was like the shrimp patty.
I liked the bao.
Yeah.
All right. How about the pizza ranch salad kit in the fridge?
I am giving that an 8 just because I feel like it's a good way to start a good salad.
Mm-hmm.
I would take that. I would add stuff to it. I would use only a portion of the dressing, and then I would have a nice time.
I always forget how much I like Parmesan on salads, and then I have something like this, and I'm like, oh, it's just like a nice little bite. How about the sweet and salty umami crunchy rice crackers?
Delish. I'd say that's a solid 8.
Nice.
Moving on, the penultimate, we've got the baked pizza flavored pillow crisps.
I'm being generous, and I'm giving them a 6.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's respectable.
Yeah, it could have been a 2.
Yeah.
Could have been a 3.
Could have been a lot of things.
It was a 6.
All right. Last on the list, the chocolatey coated peanut butter crispy rice bites.
I'm going to give those, I'm going to give them a 7.5 because I think I'm being generous. And I also know Mike really loved them. And there are people that will love them.
Yeah.
And so 7.5.
Yeah, I think that's respectable.
Okay.
It's a good peanut butter chocolate. You know, treat.
Yes.
Not the best, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay, this is great. We're going to close out with showing California some love and helping even more. So if you want to show that you care and you're thinking of us here in California, send Mikey a text at
805-380-8075.
And we will then, for every person who sends Mikey a text, we're going to make a donation on behalf of the Hungry Girl Chew the Right Thing podcast to the American Red Cross.
Great. It's awesome.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
Stay safe, stay happy, and always remember to chew the right thing.